Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder and acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginati Marandasya Aginagana Salakya Chaksorun Militam Yenitasmai Sri Gurave Numha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yenabhutade Swayam Rupa Karamayam Tadati Swaparantikam. Ran across something funny. Share it with you. There were two men shipwrecked on an island. The minute they got to the island, one of them started screaming and yelling, "We're going to die! We're going to die! There's no food. There's no water. We're going to die." Second man, very relaxed, folded his arms, leaned himself up against a palm tree. He was acting so calmly, it drove the first man crazy. He began to shout, "Don't you get it? We're going to die!" Second man replied, "You don't understand. I make $100,000 a week." First man looked at him dumbfounded and he said, "So what? What difference does that make? We're on an island, no food, no water, no bank, no money. We're going to die." The second man, seemingly without a care in the world, said, "Look, I make $100,000 a week and I give 10% to the temple. I'm not worrying. My priest will find me." Our topic today is above and beyond. We're not a people, of course there's exceptions, but generally speaking, we're not a people willing to make sacrifices. As a whole, we've become a people in love with comfort. We drive comfortable automobiles, we live in comfortable houses, we work in comfortable offices, and we even belong to comfortable churches. It might concern some of us that perhaps we've chosen the wide gate and not the narrow one, the easy road, and not the road that leads to a higher life. Perhaps we've chosen to blend in rather than to stand out. But Krishna doesn't want you to just snack on life. He wants you to feast on life. If you put Him first place, He's going to increase you and your loved ones and release abundance that you could never achieve on your own. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Putting Him first place means to chant a measured number of rounds every morning, performing consistent deity worship, donating a portion of one's salary to the local temple, and making oneself available to render service. Measured words, pledged wealth, consistent work, and regular worship. If you do what you can do in a measured, consistent, regular way, Krishna will bless you immeasurably, wildly, impossibly. Because Krishna is a God of more than enough. He gives His devotees not just enough to survive, but He wants them to thrive. He wants you to stand out, to be an example for others. The more that you honor Him with your wealth, your work, your worship, and your words, the more He's going to promote you. And why not? With increased resources, then you can honor Krishna in a greater way. Prabhupada called it a transcendental competition between the Lord and the devotee to try to outdo the other. J.L. Kraft, head of the Kraft Cheese Corporation, who had given 25% of his enormous income to Christian causes for many years, said, "The only investment I ever made which has paid consistently increasing dividends is the money I've given to the Lord." J.D. Rockefeller said, "I never would have been able to tithe the first $1 million I ever made if I had not tithed my first salary, which was $1.50 a week." Sudama lived in the kingdom of Pundraka. Pundraka wanted everyone to worship him instead of worshiping Krishna. Now, Sudama could have played it safe. All he had to do was externally go along with the status quo and not rock the boat. He could have compromised, paid lip service to Pundraka publicly, and then privately going on worshiping Krishna. He could have served two masters, but he was sold out to Krishna and Krishna only. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His was a radical faith, and Krishna repaid him radically. When he went to visit Krishna after a long time, Krishna washed the feet of his faithful devotee, gave him wealth greater than the wealth of Indra, the king of heaven, and arranged for the death of Pandraka. Sudama then went on to use all of his wealth to continue serving, honoring, and glorifying the Lord in the most public way. If Sudama had had ordinary faith, he would have never gone to the level that he did. But he had outstanding faith. In the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, 11th verse, Krishna says, Yeya tam mam prapajate tam stataiva bhajami aham. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. Are we coming to the temple, church, mosques these days to ask God to become a better slave to our limited mindsets? Are we praying to God to function better within dysfunction? Or are we asking the unlimited Lord for the abundant, overflowing, more than enough life like that of Sudama? Krishna says that we are to soar in life, that we're blessed and we cannot be cursed, that if you stand out in your work, your worship, your wealth, and your words, whatever you touch will prosper and succeed. Don't just pray to get by, pray to endure. Giving bigger in your worship, your words, your wealth, and your work is going to trigger a whole new level in your life. It is said, attempt great things for the Lord, and then expect great things from the Lord. From Krishna's childhood pastimes, we read in Srimad Bhagavatam how one day a fruit seller came to the door. Krishna's parents were out back or somewhere. Krishna had seen them barter goods for grains and other items. So he grabbed a handful of rice and brought it out, intending to exchange it for some fruits. His hands were tiny. He couldn't hold much in the first place. And on the way out, most of the grain slipped through his fingers and fell on the ground. He arrived with practically nothing. The fruit seller could have said, go get your parents. Make a few more trips. But she just somehow or other trusted Krishna. Somehow she knew this was not a time to bargain, not a time to hold back, not a time to negotiate. She knew this was a decision moment. She didn't keep even one fruit in her basket. She gave them all to Krishna. It looked like she and her kids were not going to eat that night. Looked like she got too carried away, was too naive, went too far. But she knew this principle. You never become poor by giving. When Krishna had taken the fruits away, she looked back at what was supposed to have been an empty basket. Now it was full of valuable jewels. Not only were she and her children not going to starve that night, but they would never be hungry again. Not only that, but now she had enough abundance to live in opulence the rest of her days. In addition, she could build temples, start orphanages, support charities, sponsor festivals, and feed thousands and thousands of people with free prasadam. None of that would have been possible if she hadn't had the trust to give above and beyond to the Lord. How many of us would have given a token to the Lord and kept a nice, safe amount for ourselves? She stood out even amongst devotees. She didn't give with calculation, with premeditation. She didn't consider what she could afford. She went with what most people would consider above and beyond. And that's exactly what happened in her life and the lives of her children. They went from barely getting by, hardly having enough, to above and beyond. Question is, will you trust God with the wealth, time, and energy that He gave you in the first place? Will you give it back to Him, knowing that He can refill up your bucket thousands of times over? Will you empty your basket to Him? Goethe said, the moment you commit yourself to give, to move forward on your dream, then providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help you that would never otherwise have occurred. A whole stream of events issues from the decision to give, raising in your favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings of material assistance, which no man could have foretold would have come his way. Whatever you can dream, begin it. Boldness in giving has genius, power, and magic in it. Begin it now. Maybe you've had a bad break. Don't pray, Krishna, help me with this loneliness. Krishna, help me with this depression. Help me pay the rent. That's the slave mentality. Turn it around with some better thoughts. Krishna, you have a set time for me to come out of this season, and if I stay in faith, you'll pay me back double what I had before. The medical report may not look good, but there's another report that says Krishna will restore health back to me. Instead of worrying about losing my job, trust Krishna to prosper me even in the lean times. Even while others are going down, you'll go up, up to management, up to ownership. That dream may seem impossible. You don't see how it'll work out. Declare, I'm surrounded by favor. Goodness and mercy are following me. Let me trust in the Lord, and the desires of my heart will chase me down. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Chuini Sugihara was born on a day of new beginnings, January 1st, 1900. As a boy, he cherished the dream of becoming the Japanese ambassador to Russia. By the late 1930s, he was ambassador to Lithuania, which is just a step away from Russia. One morning, a huge throng of people gathered outside his home. They were Jews who had made their way across treacherous terrain from Poland, desperately seeking his help. They wanted Japanese visas, which would enable them to flee Eastern Europe and the Gestapo. Three times, Sugihara wired Tokyo for permission to provide the visas. And three times, he was rejected. Now, he had to choose between the fulfillment of his dream as an ambassador and people's lives. He chose the latter. He dared to disobey orders from Tokyo. He said, I may have disobeyed my government, but if I didn't, I would have been disobeying God. For 28 days, he wrote visas by hand, barely sleeping or eating. Recalled to Berlin as the train was pulling out, he was still writing visas and shoving them through the train windows into the hands of the refugees who ran alongside him. Ultimately, he saved 6,000 lives. For years, Sugihara was unsure that his visas had even worked or that anyone was saved by his sacrifice. His heroic deeds would go unnoticed and unmentioned for three decades until finally one of the Jewish survivors he helped save was able to track him down and thank him. Soon many other survivors wrote and visited to express their thanks. A year before his death in 1986, Sugihara was honored by Israel with the Righteous Among Nations Medal of Honor. He said, I didn't do anything special. I followed my own conscience and listened to it. When his story was finally told, his son was asked, how did your father feel about his choice? The young man replied, my father's life was outstanding, over and above. When God needed him to do the right thing, he rose up to do it. It is said here in Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 22nd chapter, 31st verse, no one can achieve extraordinary wealth, exceptional opulence, or elevated influence without the special mercy of the Lord. That mercy is available to those who trust Him with their words, wealth, work, and worship. And when you get this down within your spirit, that God who breathed life into you, that God who called you, who set you apart, is a more than enough God, an abundant God, then you'll have the boldness to give big of yourself and expect bigger things from Him. This is power thinking that'll change the way you live. You'll go from the safe zone to the faith zone. You'll go from boredom to keen anticipation, from predictability to adventure, from humdrum, everyday, mundane, to bold new worlds, like the Star Trek theme. You won't just ask to manage the addiction, but to be free from the addiction. You won't ask just to pay your bills, but to donate generously and consistently. You won't ask just to see your child get good grades, but for him to make his mark on the world. You won't ask just to maintain the temple, but you'll do your part to make sure the temple explodes. New members, new buildings, new festivals, new ministries. Krishna is asking you today, you've been faithful in giving me your work, your words, your wealth, and your worship. Now what is it that you want me to do? And we're saying back to him, Lord, you said that for one who is always thinking of you, chanting your holy names, serving you with love and devotion, that you are always thinking of them, trying to promote them, trying to bless them. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I want to start my own business so that I can give more money. I want to buy my own house so I can worship nicely with my family and invite my neighbors to home programs. I want to start a mission. I want to build a great temple in my city. Ask for your dreams. Ask for the impossible. Maybe you don't have much now. Maybe you're driving a secondhand car, sharing an apartment with 8 other students, working at a lower paying minimum wage job. But now's the time to begin showing Krishna that he can trust you in the small things. Show him that he can trust you to take care of that car with 200,000 miles on it, to worship in the apartment with all the other students, to give even 10% of a small salary. Then he knows that he can promote you to the big things. Sudama didn't do anything different when he got a big palace. He was still chanting, still worshiping, still donating, still serving. The Lord just gave him the means to do it in a way that impacted his whole region and brought so many others to Krishna consciousness. Paradukha Dukhi. Make your life successful and then help others to do the same. Become Krishna conscious yourself and then help others to be Krishna conscious. It starts with the basic: words, wealth, worship, and work. If you're over and above in the little things, then ask big, knowing that Krishna is a big God. Don't ask to be a better slave. Don't ask him just to loosen the chains. Ask him to be a difference maker. Ask him to set a new standard for your family, for your generation. At 5 years old, Dhruva was prevented from getting up on the lap of his father, King Uttanapada. That meant Dhruva himself was being cheated of his rightful inheritance. To redress this wrong, he went to the forest and performed strict devotional service to Lord Krishna. He gave up eating and sleeping. He stood on one leg and chanted the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Like Dhruva, you may have plenty of things coming against you. What you didn't get, what people said, how impossible it looks. The odds may be against you, but the good news is that Krishna is for you. Krishna is more powerful than any force trying to stop you. He knows how to make up for what you didn't get. He can thrust you further forward than you ever imagined, but you have to do as Dhruva did and ask boldly, ask in spite of what the circumstances look like, in spite of what people are telling you, in spite of what the enemy is whispering in your ear. Dhruva could have had a weak, feeble prayer and thought, Krishna, I've had some bad breaks. I've been neglected by my dad. Just help me to survive, to get fed and get by, keep my head down. If he'd done that, we wouldn't be inspired by him today. Similarly, if you're going to beat the odds and stand out in the crowd, you have to learn to be diligent in the little things. And when it comes time to ask, ask big. Say, Lord, I've been faithful in chanting, giving, worshiping, and working. Now here's what I want in order to rise to the next level. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, 12th chapter, 17th verse, it says here, Dhruva's senses became completely purified. He fixed his sitting position and by yogic practice controlled the breathing process and the air of life. Then he concentrated his mind on the form of the Lord, chanted the Lord's holy names, and entered into complete trance. At the end of 6 months, the Lord appeared before him. standing on the solid ground of his spiritual practice, he boldly asked for and received not only the restoration of his own kingdom, but in addition, he was awarded a kingdom greater than that of his grandfather, Lord Brahma, who created the universe. The messengers told him, "Dear King Dhruva, neither your forefathers nor anyone else before you ever achieved such a powerful position. It's because you controlled your work, your worship, your words, and your wealth that you are now put in charge of a vast kingdom beyond measure. If you pray to stand out and make a difference, that's a prayer after Krishna's own heart. That's what Yudhisthira thought. Yudhisthira prayed, Krishna, as long as I'm going to be king, I want you to make me well known. Let my fame spread throughout the land. Let the wealth of nations be brought to me. Kings and queens bow down before me." You'd think Krishna would say, Yudhisthira, what's wrong with you? I'm not going to make you famous. I'm not going to give you wealth and influence. You need to learn some humility. But Krishna did not tell him he was greedy and selfish. Krishna gave him what he asked for. Here's the key. Yudhisthira went on to pray, if you'll make my name famous, if you'll give me influence and wealth, I'll use it to bring justice to the oppressed, to give voice to those that don't have a voice, and to honor your holy name in the temples, streets, and marketplaces. I will take ground for your kingdom. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I'm here tonight to tell you that Krishna would love to give you influence, money, leverage, long as your dream is connected to honoring him and uplifting your fellow man. When your thoughts align with God's thoughts, he'll help you to rise higher. Today, will you have the boldness to say, Krishna, I've done what others haven't done. Now I want you to take me where others are not going. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, make me famous in my field. Let my talents and my gifts stand out. Let my work be so excellent, so outstanding that people all around me know that I'm blessed by your lotus feet. Whatever field you're in, medicine, sales, construction, accounting, teaching, I dare you to pray, Krishna, let me shine. Give me influence. If you're an architect, I dare you to pray, Krishna, give me ideas, creativity, and designs that stand out. And then design a temple, boys' homes, orphanages. If you're a mechanic, dare to pray, Krishna, make me famous. Let me have so much skill and expertise that people come to me to see how it's done. And then use your skill to fix the temple cars, the cars of single moms, and mentor young men. If you are in the medical profession, I dare you to pray, Krishna, make me famous. Let me develop procedures that will benefit mankind. Let me minister not only to the physical, but the spiritual needs of my patients as well, like they do at Bhaktivedanta Hospital in Bombay. I wonder what would happen if you would dare to pray, Krishna, make me famous. Cause me to stand out so that I can make a difference in the world. Krishna can make things happen that you could never make happen on your own. He can cause you to stand out so you can use his leverage, his power, not only to reach your goals, but to be a beacon to others. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The poet said it this way, "The footsteps of great men all remind us that we can make our lives sublime, and departing leave behind us footprints in the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another sailing over life's solemn main, a forlorn and shipwrecked brother seeing shall take heart again. Let us then be up and doing with a heart for any fate, still achieving, still pursuing, learn to labor and to wait." So now let's do our part. No more weak prayers. No more slave mentality. Ask for your dreams. Give to him your above and beyond, and then ask from him his above and beyond. If you do this, as he did for Sadama, as he did for Dhruva, as he did for the fruit seller, as he did for Yudhisthira, he'll give you more influence than you thought possible. He'll give you more fame than you thought possible. He'll give you more resources than you thought possible. He will empower you to become everything that he created you to be in this life, and in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to God. Thanks so much for your kind attention. If you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna,
Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama. Hare Hare.
Hare.